And generally we can judge the quality of life based not on how we blossom, but on how we wither. And what is common good becomes property of the many, which unleashes competition, transforming it into property of the few. And if it wasn't for the mentality that is projected on us, our talent would certainly blossom into a vast array of manifestations. And any society keeps up by locally repressing any tumor that keeps on popping up. And anyone will suffer from our mania unless they come from far within us. And unless we use media to moderate media, any attempt to get public will turn the mass against us. And no matter the kind of establishment, it will always be proportioned to its headquarters. And better to have little constantly than nothing in the hope of having one day a lot. And very little common sense can emerge from a global mindset telling us what is right and what is wrong. And it is in the interest of any ideology to qualify anything beneficial to it and disqualify anything harmful. And we shall keep on eating a path as long as there is something to be learned from it. And all forms of governmental control are fascist, but we only call them fascist when the people within are to be silenced due to the fact that being so poor they are too restless. And even if we are caught in a world of pleasures, we ought to face it as Stoics by making an account of it. And any kind of overnatural sizing of power is either doomed to explode or implode. And the extra checks are not needed, but it just make us feel better of the fact that we cannot be there ourselves to check it. And our desperate want to keep beauty outside makes us so ugly within. And by adding a feature, we always remove something from the features we already have. And the last, the truth is that we can only go as far as being settled with our very unsettlement. And as the society becomes more sophisticated, so is its characters and the rights they will demand. And even if we want to act naturally within an artificial context, we will always come to the problem of not being able to manifest ourselves naturally. And we expose ourselves to an establishment that in fact blocks out any natural exposure. And we can no longer make, but only shape something that after so much shaping can only but collapse. And some people try to attach themselves to other people's richness, others try to attack them, others do nothing, and others ultimately try to build a spiritual kind of richness. And the nation needs a father to bring us back on track, only because we gave ourselves to the nation in the first place. And by removing any form of stigmatization, we anyway prepare the ground to create new forms of stigmatizations. And to avoid preconceptions, we ought to always live as it was the first and the last time we face a thing in life. And rather than poisoning ourselves of the poison that is spread on us, we shall try to elevate ourselves, even if only spiritually, and to be beautiful within always implies to appear ugly and poor from the outside. And who we believe to be the author is only the transmitter of an energy that in modern times only seems to counterbalance our unnaturality. And the more we become an harbor, the more we will follow a fate that is not ours. And only deeply wounded we can truly make sense of our fragile existence. And the truth is that we ought to reconsider our consumeristic approach to life, and the truth is that can be only done by every single individual. And the more massive is a movement, the more it will brutalize the beauty of any local reality. And no one taking an alternative stream will ever be recognized unless the mainstream is abrupted and a new one is sought. And the very technology that could have given each one of us a stone castle is giving us a dirt shed. And peace would be restored if the masses would think allegorically and not literally about what they fight for. And all we come to love are only reminiscences of remote things that has loved us. There is only a set amount of conclusions, and beyond that we risk to repeat ourselves over and over. And we ought to be rough, as rough is the environment outside of the bursting social bubble. And ultimately to tolerate what we have created to be immortal, we associated with something most miserable and mortal. And the higher the establishment goes, the lower it will precipitate. And what technology has become good at is to smoothen the growth of any talent so that the establishment can maintain its power. And the most enriching situation is to be bastards, but with traceable origins. And in the end, one ought to learn to be light, even in a legitimate state of suffering. And the courage to pursue one's own will elevate us and everyone who gets a taste of it. And even if there is a socially equal repartition, nature always privileges certain against others. And technology has been used to root societies into nature, lacking to create any regenerating branches. And those who strive in their pride have been by far taken over, although it will take at least a generation to recognize it. And if we haven't deeply investigated our roots, we ourselves won't have any roots to anchor and nourish us. And our obsession against any form of control shows how little control we have towards our raging passions. And at the sea, we are equally close to a mountain where its river flows. And the more we suffer, the deeper we'll go in the next stage. And we ought to have the courage of marrying our creation and accept that one day it will die like us. And the mere hope that we can one day be heard spice up our entire spiritual production. And the more concrete is our outcome, the more concrete it will become our income as well. It is not about being a good constructor, but it is about understanding that the construction is only a vehicle for our transitory life. And there is not one role we ought to accept, but several at several times, and for that we ought to be humble. And intelligence is not fully free, but comes as the result of being able to work with constraints. And if at last we come to hate our own father and anything that resembles it, it is truly time for a change. And all we can do about power sitting behind a bulletproof glass is to reflect it.